Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this show, I keep using the phrase mixed bag, don't I?
You do.
This show's not a mixed bag. This show's just ridiculous. And I'll explain why after you've heard this from the Gashers.
Give, take, take, break. Watch your freedom fade away. Become slave, break away. Don't stop your panic. Grab your guns, don't hesitate. Get your baby trash. They will get still, take them. For they come and get you too.
It's fatal, and now you should be free. Freedom starts to suffer. Then you start to panic. Reality is fatal, and now you should be frantic. Freedom starts to suffer. Then you start to panic.
Give, take, watch your freedom fade away. Become slave, break away. Don't stop your panic. Grab guns, don't hesitate. The actions may be drastic. Protect yourself, save yourself. For they come and get you.
Freedom is fatal, and now you should be frantic. Freedom starts to suffer, then you start to panic. Reality is fatal, but now you should be frantic. Freedom starts to suffer, then you start to panic.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And if I didn't mention who we were at the start of the show, because we were frankly talking about other things just before it started, my name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is going to be a right mess.
Yeah.
That was a track called Panic from a band called The Gashers, who are, seminal Las Vegas punk band, or Nevada punk band, anyway, who rose from another band who I believe were called the Peccadillos, who were famous throughout Las Vegas for many years, and now the Gashers have kicked in with this, and they do not muck about. I believe they're already selling out the Double Down Saloon, my friend.
Mm.
Oh yeah, great. And that is from something I can't remember. I think their label Squid Ink sent us one track through. That's right, and I said I'd play it, and I have done. And actually, rather sneakily, by accidentally sending me the wrong MP3 first, we are going to be playing another track from a Las Vegas punk band in the second half of this show. Just how it worked out, but very, very bright marketing, Squid Ink, I reckon. Now then, what I'll know is, what is the Gashers website?
Thegashers.com.
It is. It's Tony One, Paulie B and the Internet Neil. I have some additional material for you now. This is a poem for Poetry Corner. If you have a poem for Poetry Corner, do email Paulie B at punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner. That's what the word whore did.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Except, she's admitted she was drunk when she wrote it.
Okay.
But, because I thought it was a bit odd when it was advertised as being from the whore whore. This is a truly craptastic poem from the whore whore. Now, I've only read this through once, right? And I'm going to do my best with it. Here goes, okay?
Okay.
While many favoured podcasts have been put out to pasture, and so many others just get dafter and dafter, every week Punky Radio brings me music and laughter. I like to picture you both in teeny tiny knickers as you record your show, exchange giggles and snickers. Folks who don't like your show are cunts and arse lickers. It isn't just the music, not just imagining you in lace. You also might be the only thing saving MySpace from being forgotten for that other book face. Only thing I want more than Punky is an Oompa Loompa. I think that would be swell. Gee, really, super duper. Yes, that shit was just so I could work in goopa goopa. Although upon the music you repeatedly shat, you keep playing the raffle clip. I'm thrilled about that. This poem sucks ass. I should have sent a twat. Seriously, though, thank you so much for helping out with my hand and for introducing me to many a kick-ass punk band, for continuing to unite us bands and fans across the land. In classical music, the compositional technique in two or more voices, built on a subject that is introduced at the beginning, in repetition at different pitches, and recurs frequently in the course of the composition, is called a fugue. Fuck. Absolutely nothing rhymes with this, dude. A poog, a poog. Well, he's the longest one we've had in a while.
So you said she was drunk when she wrote that?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
That's what she claimed.
Uh-huh.
If you think you can get drunk and write a better poem than that, do email paulieb at punkyradio.com. And thank you very much to the Word Hub. So that's actually the most involved poem we've had in a long time. Exactly. And I don't care how much you've been drinking. It's appreciated.
Yeah.
First three tracks this week, Tony, have all got a vague vagina reference. The first band were the Gashers. Next up, we have a band from Denmark. Who did this come through from? Oh, I can't remember. Right, hang on a minute. Right, this might have been from Dirty Water Records. I've got a bit confused this week. Anyway, you'll be able to find out about them. A band called the Felines, Tony. What is their Facebook page?
facebook.com/thefelines.
It is indeed. It's Tony 2, Paulie B, Internet Neil, and this was it did indeed come from Dirty Water Records, who are doing the online download distribution for this new 3-track single out on, I believe, Hey Joe Records, which is a limited edition vinyl single that's out, but it is available via download via Dirty Water Records. I love this. This is Black Joe.
I want you so much, can never let you alone. you go. Oh no, I want you so much, can't even get you for myself.
Listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Felines and Black Joe. I would like to play more from them in the future, but I don't want to play anything off that three-track EP, because otherwise it won't be worth you buying it, will it? So just bloody get on with it. Now then, have you got any Facebook comments, Will?
I do. Thanks for your Facebook comments over the past week. Please do leave us a Facebook comment if you are on Facebook. Easiest way to do it, go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like our page and leave a comment on our wall. That's what these people did. And here we have four
these
comments
people.
This week. These lovely people. Fatboy John Ashton, who says, morning TLC, Terry Love conversion, and 3P, Paul Psychobilly Pineda Edwards. Tell me, was it you guys that used to have a demented woman doing the horoscopes? Vaguely recall it, and I'm sure it was you fellas. Yeah, it was. We didn't talk about it. Well, thanks for the comment.
Well, no. We will mention it. It's fine. It's fine.
Okay.
Yes, we did. We had someone from Los Angeles who'd got in touch with us previously, called Ruby Breastnut, who was a big fan of the show, so much so, in fact, that when I was planning to go to Los Angeles, she said that I could stay with her for a few days and she would show me around. And when I got there, she refused to answer a phone and I had to book into a hotel. So I decided not to speak to her anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what happened.
That's what happened, but yeah. Thanks for that.
I would love to say there's more to that story than that, but there's
not.
She just let me down.
Strange. But yeah, she was strange. Oh, demented covers it. There you go.
Well, she's all right. She's quite a good laugh.
Not to them. Was she a clown or some description, wasn't she?
She's a porn clown.
Porn yeah. clown, that was it.
Yeah. He said in passing.
Yeah. Maria Tuck has been in touch. Maria from 10 O'Clock Horses has said, I found you. And has posted a video on our page, so if you do want to check that out, go to our Facebook page.
It's a really
and have a
nice
look.
Video, actually. It's a really, really good song.
Yeah.
It's too slow for us to play on this show, but the sentiment is excellent.
Mm. And again, Stephen McKee has posted a video saying, breaking news, 15-minute propaganda edition of the Glasgow Fire Show mini-documentary is online now. So again, it's a video. If you want to check it out, do check out the page. I must confess, I haven't watched it.
Well, we have played at least one track by the Glasgow Fire Show, and it's really interesting stuff.
Okay, but do check that out, facebook.com/punkyradio. You'll see it on our page. And finally, Marv, who says, heard Menick on the show and have immediately put it on my list for buying on payday on that iTunes thingamabob. You have a united fan and band from across the lands, always listening for something new.
Yeah, it's Marv, it's very good.
Yeah, so thanks for listening, Marv. Good to see you've nearly caught up.
Yeah, good. If the sun ever comes out again, it'll be good driving music at sunset.
The sun. I remember
that's
that.
That's very specific, isn't it? Very
yes.
good driving music at sunset.
Yeah. That's it for Facebook.
Done it.
That's it.
Well, well done. Please do keep your Facebook comments coming in. It doesn't take long, does it?
Nah.
Next track up, my friend. Okay. A little bit of reggae punk. We'll talk about it afterwards. Humanol, Jayanakat, Thessaloniki.
At the airport customs, they pulled me in, but I swallowed the drugs before the cops found them. Got so damn high, I couldn't spin, and as we pulled out of Bucharest, I was still tripping. Half liters in
the back of the car with my brothers and sisters down to the Strosha. Mangled all night to the gypsy punk. We flipped the switch, we ran the dub. We had the car bombs, a white poison too. From the front to the back, had the whole damn crew. And when we shut her down at the break of dawn, passed out on the couch with my clothes still on, man. Side by side, out looking for salvation. Brothers and sisters, we run this operation. And as last the sun comes up, I wander to the sea. Then I wash my sins away in Thessaloniki. Alright. City streets, we drank and talked. Rocked the basements, climbed the walls, locked the hotel doors till the maids went nuts. Hooked up downtown for a liquid luncheon. From the Pearl of the East to the Riviera, man, we rocked the dubstep, the ska and punk. Seaside to seaside, by the club, pass a bottle till you pass out, wake the fuck up. Sitting in the car again, wonder what tomorrow brings. Stagger up behind the deck, spinning like a flipping wreck. Side by side, loud looking for salvation. Brothers and sisters, we run this operation. And as last the sun comes up, I wander to the sea. Then I wash my sins away. Side by side, out looking for salvation. Brothers and sisters, we run this operation. And as last the sun comes up, I wander to the sea. Then I wash my sins away in Thessaloniki.
Third Cutter.
You're listening to Desoros Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Banku Bafall. That was Jaya the Cat, or Jaya the Cat, and a track called Thessaloniki from their new album out on People Like You Records, which is the reggae end of punk, as you have just discovered. I've listened to quite a few of the tracks on it. Really, really good stuff. What I want to know is, what is Jaya, or Jaya the Cat's website?
jayathecat.com.
It is. It's Tony 3, Paulie B in the internet net. This is turning into a bit of an early pasting, Tony. Taking early lead here. I wonder what will happen. Did you do anything last week?
I moved is what I did last week. So
what does this mean? It's progress.
Yeah, kind of progress.
Work on the house. Moved.
So we obviously pre-recorded last week's show. I think we did mention that. So before last week's show, so the weekend of the 1st of July, we moved. And it didn't go that smoothly in the end. It took us 3 days. They were plastering up until the 29th, which was the Friday. And then we started moving the boxes. And I've got a very small car that looks very nice, but is ridiculously small.
It isn't any good for transporting things around, is it?
No.
It's not a little spaceship.
Yeah, it's a little spaceship. But
what you
carry
need
much.
Is the Millennium Falcon. What you have is a TIE fighter.
Yes, exactly. And we live on the top floor of a back. I think it's like fourth floor of an apartment building.
Yeah.
So we had a lot of stairs. Eventually, took us 3 days. So we started Friday. We moved out Sunday about 4 o'clock. We should have been out Saturday, but we just ran out of time because of the every trip was taking a good hour up and down stairs and driving to and from, and we would move 6 or 7 boxes at a time.
Didn't think about hiring a van or anything.
We did, but we only did it for the big stuff. So we hired a bloke with a van on the Saturday to move the bed and a few the big things like the desk and a few things that. And then we got that done and then sent him on his merry way, thinking, we've only got the small stuff to do. People piss this.
Yeah, you could have just done one more trip with that van, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's the stairs. It was the loading of the van which just took a couple of hours. It's the stairs. But we ended up in a Premier Inn for the whole weekend, Saturday and Sunday night, just because didn't have time to... We couldn't move in because we had all our stuff in the way. So, yeah. So since the, the past week's been, we've moved in on the Monday, the 2nd, and then the past week we've been kind of unpacking boxes and setting beds, so we've more or less now sorted. Telly set up yesterday, so Virgin finally sorted themselves out, because they were installed on the 29th, which was a Friday, but nothing worked, because the guy who installed it was a dick. So that didn't work for a week. So we more or less now, as we stand, telly, internet, and we're in. But we have no radiators, and it's the coldest summer.
It is
in distance from in distant memory. Because we thought, we don't need radiators, it's July. We'll be alright for a couple of months just to get the final paint on. So yeah.
No, sir.
No.
Well, I was going to tell you about what I did last week, but you've actually had something to say this week, so I'll save it for the second half of the show. But it did involve me getting bitten. So I'll get on with the next two tracks now. Two very different songs coming up now. Listen out for Las Vegas female punk outfit The Dirty Panties, who I'll tell you all about after you've heard them. But first up, we've got a band. I say a band, it's one of these one-man bands from Voodoo With Records, you know, one of these crazy guys. And it's a guy called Hank Haynes, and thank you very much to Reverend Beatman for sending me this through. This is another great album called simply Hank Haynes, although it does say Hank Haynes Lives, I think, on it. I'm not sure now. I've got a bit of paper. Why don't I read the bit of paper? That makes sense. We present you Hank Haynes, it says here. Now, what does it say about the album? It's calling it Blackout. That's handy. That's the track I'm going to play. Right, so that's handy. Hank Blackout, out now on Voodoo Rhythm Records. This man is proper mental. What I want to know is, what is his MySpace page?
MySpace.com/HankHaint.
It is indeed, and Hank Haynes is spelled HankHaint. Tony Four, Paulie B, the Internet Neil. This is indeed Blackout.
Thing it would be that we're all okay. not to worry, because worry is wasteful and useless in times like these. I will not be made useless.
We are raffling off an original painting
by our very own The Word Whore.
This draw will take place at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Monday, September 17th, 2012.
Not only is this a chance to own an original work of art,
it is a chance to help right an unfortunate wrong. 100% of the proceeds will go directly towards paying off
the mountainous debts incurred as a result of the injuries the Word Whore sustained to her right hand last June.
Only $25 per ticket.
Visit airoutmyshorts.com today.
Good luck.
That's airoutmyshorts.com.
Thank you.
My hands are small, I know that.
You're listening to the Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Dirty Panties and a track called Wet. Now, if I'd thought about it, I'd have played that before Hank Haint, and then the first half of this show would have been all about the pussy, because we'd have had the Gashes, the Felines, Jay of the Cat, and then the Dirty Panties, but I'm not that smart. So you got Hank Haint instead. Hank sounds a bit like Wank. You know, it's all there, really. Yeah. So what is the Dirty Panties website?
TheDirtyPanties.com.
It is. It's Tony Five. Boy, the internet, Neil. This is getting ridiculous. Now, we played those by accident. I make no apology for it. I was sent a link to a track by the Gashes when I went to it. It was a track by the Dirty Panties, and I liked it anyway. So I then emailed the guy who'd sent me the link to the Gashes. He went, oh, thanks for pointing that out. That was lucky. I went, oh, yeah, right. So then he sent me the MP3 for the Gashes, so we played that as well. So they've only got up getting two Las Vegas punk bands on this week's show. I don't think that's a bad thing, because Las Vegas is a pretty good place for punk rock. And hello to the Objects, who are one of the other great Las Vegas punk bands. Now then, have you got a gig for us?
I do.
Does that mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide
12 Bar and something from Paul?
Probably, yes. Yes, another week, another few gigs at the 12 Bar Club. It's still on Dunwich Street in London. There seems to be something going on at the weekends. Either the gig guide isn't up to date or they're not having anything on for the next couple of weekends. So I'm going to do Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. There's nothing on Saturday or Sunday.
It is possible that they're not having them on because there's a lot of other festivals.
Right. A lot of festivals. That would make sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So Wednesday is your Friday. So this week, this Wednesday, tomorrow night, English Sporting Defeat. How apt. Annika, Jack Sutton, and more acts later. It's a launch party for the debut single of English Sporting Defeat.
Ooh.
How much do you think that is?
Ooh. £5.
£3.
All right, well, good. Because it's a Wednesday night, and I thought, surely not six, but fair enough, yeah. £3. Nice one. Good work.
Thursday night, Good Weather Girl, and Edgy, and more to be announced. That's all I've got for that one. How much do you think on a Thursday evening?
£5.
Six?
Oh! Probably fair.
I don't know. Friday the 13th. The legendary Groovy Men, Stash, Pope, the Shotgun Club, and the Wanna Beatles. So Bonnie and Clyde's Renegade Rendezvous night.
And if I'm not mistaken, that is a very interesting bunch of tribute acts.
Alright.
Read through it again.
The legendary Groovy Men.
Right, not sure about them.
Stash.
Yeah, I don't know either. Might be Pope.
Pope.
Yeah, they're a punk band.
The Shotgun Club.
See, that's what I'm thinking, because there was the Gun Club, and I was thinking the Shotgun Club could be Gun Club tribute act, and then the Wanna Beatles.
The Wanna Beatles, no idea.
Yeah, I could be talking absolute bollocks there, but Bonnie and Clyde, Renegade, business, excellent. Get down there, £6.
It is.
Got one of them.
Yeah. That's
Thank
it.
Lord, I've been on a massive loss this week. No, that's not it, Tony.
Oh, no, it's not it.
This weekend, the 14th and 15th of July features Rhythms of the World, which is a music festival in Hitchin. Absolutely brilliant. And on the Saturday afternoon, they're having their first ever comedy tent. They're doing a 2-hour comedy show on the Ice House stage. They asked me to organise it. I agreed. I'm comparing it. There's 8 acts on. It's going to be brilliant. Starts at 1:45 on the Ice House stage. And then at night, the Damned are playing. Come on.
Oh, nice.
I've got a right result there. That goes on Saturday and Sunday. Guildfest in Guildford goes on Friday, Saturday and Sunday. I can't remember who's playing that. They always have lots of big acts on. But on the Sunday afternoon, at I believe 5:30, I'll be doing a set on the comedy stage there as well. So they're my two things. So that now concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
12 bar. Bits from Paul and
yes,
that.
That's right, yep.
Now, as you know, I promised a few months ago that we would play a bit more rock on the show than we have done in previous years. The reasons for that were that we'd gone onto this rock station and we thought we ought to. And then we came off the rock station, didn't we?
Yes.
Because it stopped. But then there's another station now that's called, what's it called?
Extreme Metal Radio. Not
you may be listening to us on it right now. So even though that's not necessarily a full-on metal and rock station, I still feel we should play a bit more rock than we did before. And this band came through via Music Submit, and I'm glad they did. A band called Full Tilt, who are from Columbus, Ohio. What I want to know is, what is Full Tilt's website?
FullTilt.com?
No.
No.
GetFullTilt.com. Paulie being Internet 1, Tony 5. I'll tell you what, mate, I'll sleep when I'm dead.
I'm like.
You're listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now, what I said I was going to, what I've got written down for this week is what I was going to do this week, but it's actually, I've already told you about it in the last bit. So instead, I'll tell you about what I was going to do last week, what I did last week, which I was going to do in the previous half of the show, except you did what you were doing last week, and it was this. I did the Psychobilly meeting in Spain. Not all of them, I just went there. Hmm. And it was brilliant, as usual. But what I want to tell you about, we were all inclusive, which just meant a license to drink booze. But I want to tell you, I got bitten, right?
Okay.
On the hand by a mosquito.
Right.
On sort of the heel of your hand, you know, the heel of your thumb. There, just above the wrist there. Right, big bite. Didn't notice it at the time. Next morning woke up, and not only was there a great big red circular sticky out itchy bite thing, there was also trailing down the vein was this rather sinister red line. And I went, oh, that doesn't look at all good. I showed it to Steve, who I was sharing a room with. He went, oh, it's poison, don't worry about it. Now that is not a sentence I want to hear. It's poison, don't worry about it. I want to hear it's not poison, don't worry about it, or it's poison, worry about it. I don't want to hear it's not poison, don't worry about it. So girlfriend Linda was there. I saw her later on in the day. I said, what do you think of this? She went, oh, that's not good. Has that red line gone further down your... I went, not as far as I know. Why? She went, well, it happened to my friend, and he went to the doctors eventually, and the doctors said that it wasn't a mosquito bite, it was a scorpion sting. So I thought, well, this isn't good. I don't really, but I've gone through it being poisoned to a scorpion sting, and I've not even made it to the pharmacy yet. And I decided to go to the pharmacy, but guess what? I went to the pharmacy, and what are the Spanish famous for?
Closing a half time, half day.
Having the afternoon off, yeah. That's right. It was shut till 6. So I thought, oh, well, I'll go and get some late lunch. Walking to get some late lunch, I bumped into my friends John and Angel, who are from around your way, actually. And, okay. They said, what's up? Well, that's not good. I've got this thing. I mean, and Angel just went, oh, God, that's bad. What? She goes, that's a bite. I went, I know it's a bite. She went, yeah, but has it? She said, you need to draw a little felt tip line on your wrist. And if that thing goes any further down it, you need to go directly to a hospital before the poison goes up your whole arm and you have to have it amputated. I'm going, right, thanks very much. I can't go anywhere till 6 o'clock because of the bloody siestas. And I've gone from it being a bite to a mosquito thing to a bite to a scorpion thing to a death poison arm off. I'm like, I need this. I had the most worrying lunch of my life.
Yeah.
Hang about in the afternoon. When the pharmacy opened at 6 o'clock, I went in. And the pharmacist didn't speak a lot of English. Do you know what? I didn't speak a lot of Spanish either. And I just put my hand over the counter and showed her it. And she reeled back, turned her hand away and her face away and shouted, herpes, herpes, go to the hospital. That was not what I was expecting. I was not expecting that. I thought, I've got a mosquito bite. No, I've got a scorpion sting. Sorry, I've got poison. No, a mosquito bite. No, a scorpion sting. No, herpes. So I go back to the hotel and said, look, where's the nearest hospital? I need to go to the hospital. Pharmacist would not talk to me, just said herpes.
Really?
No. And they said, well, the nearest one's the next resort, but there's a medical centre around the corner which services this resort. And that's fine. So I went around the medical centre, said, showed them a thing, my hand, and they went, ah, have you got your passport and your E111 medical card? I went, yes, I have, in the hotel. So I went back to the hotel. I'm thinking, I haven't got long on this wrist. I haven't got long before this all falls off. Went back to the hotel, got my passport and my E111 medical card. Took that back to reception medical centre. They said, thanks so much, go and sit over there. I went, all right, I went and sat over there. Waited there for a while, had a nice cup of coffee. Then this really quite attractive older doctor, female woman type character with purple hair comes walking out and starts shouting, Paul, 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 which one's Paul? I'm Paul. So I went in and sat down and I showed her my wristy bite, scorpion, death, alien, mosquito, surgically removed nonsense. And she went, ooh. And she turned the lights off. And I'm thinking, right, attractive doctor in a hospital, turns the lights off. How much more carry on can this thing get? She pulls out this light pen, has a look up and down my wrist and my hand, and goes, hold on. Oh, she also said, my English is terrible. I said, it's not as bad as my Catalan. Right. She goes and gets a second doctor who walks in, also female. She has a look at it, whispers in the first one's ear, she whispers in the other one's ear, things in Spanish, then she goes out again and she goes, right. I went, right, what's the prognosis? What's the diagnosis? What do I have to do? Are you going to get a sore out? Do I need antibiotics? What's going on? She went, wait and see.
Really?
I said, what? She said, wait and see. I went, what? She went, if it doesn't get any worse, don't come back. If it does get worse, come back. I went, is that it? She went, yeah. So I went out, went back to see Steve, told him what happened. He went, told you, poison, nothing to worry about. Anyway, this is the Tuesday Club, Dolly Dynamite.
Sorry, Dave, how does this go again? Is it like...
Dazzling Dolly Dynamite. Sweet, explosive, cool and bright. She can stop the chic at night. Live the days in darkness. But they couldn't be the Dolly Dynamite. Blender, bender, sex machine. Love to swim in submarines. Strangey, rangy, cool and clean. The perfect papa princess. But they couldn't be the Dolly Dynamite. Gorgeous Sadie Bontefleur. Angel of the pencil skirt. Squeeze it, don't talk about her. Germanic granite entrails. But they couldn't be the Dolly Dynamite. Mr. Lara's Puffle Queen. Upcock Glass and Windoline. She was the cutest on the scene. The nation's treasured heiress. But they couldn't be the Dolly Dynamite. The Dolly Dynamite.
Reason was
spare time.
Quality.
With rusty bars.
Aftershock.
Can't rock.
You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Tuesday Club and the track called Dolly Dynamite. I would describe that as sort of pop, punk, happy, super music.
Nice.
Yeah, I think so. And nice, actually. Mm. And that single's out now. We got that via Manila PR. Thanks very much to them for sending that through. May play more from the Tuesday Club in the future. I'm not sure whether they've got a new album out. If they do, I'll ask for it to be sent, because I like that. That is proper punky. Now then, we would normally do Is A Twat in this, but wouldn't we?
We would.
But you haven't got one, have you?
No.
Do you want to quickly mention what people should be doing?
Sure. If you do have a twat to nominate, please do email me. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Everyone must know a twat. Do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Email me now.
Yes, very good. Don't worry though, because I've got something to say instead, because I've got a new album out, Tony.
Excellent.
It's called Songs in the Key of Death, and it will accompany the Edinburgh show I'm doing this year, called Songs in the Key of Death. It features 16 tracks, most of which have never been heard before. A couple of rough early mixes have been heard on this show. I didn't want to play anything off it this week because we didn't have time, but we will play it soon in what I think will be the relaunch of Punky Radio, which is a surprise to you as much as it is to everyone else, Tony, because yes. I hadn't told you about it, but it is going to happen. If you would like to purchase this album, the best thing to do is just email me for the time being and we'll sort it out. It's £5 in the UK, including post and package, and the equivalent of £7.50 in the rest of the world. So it's not expensive, and it's got Things in Tins, Everyone I Like Is Dead, Married Men Are More Prepared to Die, Modern Comedians, Tiny Handed Girlfriend, Michael McIntyre's Roadshow, We're the Unemployed, Hanging Around in My Pants, This Fucking Guitar, That Prick Must Die, I Blame Pam Ayers, Everybody Dies, and the bonus tracks of Goths on Holiday, Norwegian Disco, Joe's Golden World of Yes, and Breach with Green as sung by me pretending to be Billy Bragg. How can you not want that? It's out on no label at all, and it's not being distributed by anyone. I've just got 1,000 of them.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm very, 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 very pleased with it. I am indeed. I was going to say someone else before that. Have you got any idea at all? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Relaunch of Punky Radio?
The official relaunch of Punky Radio. Oh. You know how we've gone 7 years uninterrupted in some way or other?
Yes.
And it's our 7th anniversary when?
25th of July.
I think to celebrate, we should have a fortnight off.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Isn't it?
That's a great idea.
So I think to celebrate 7 years of uninterrupted Punky Radio, we should not make it for 2 weeks in a row. What do you reckon?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
That's going to fit in with everyone, isn't it?
Yeah.
So if you are listening on internet radio stations, you won't have us for a fortnight. We will let you know via email, won't we, Tony?
Yep.
Yes, we will, because you've got all their details, haven't you, Tony?
I will email them, yes.
That is correct, right. So for the rest of you, it gives those of you who are maybe a few weeks behind on shows, it gives you a chance to catch up. And those of you who listen religiously every week, try another religion, because we're going to have a fortnight off. It's about time.
It's the first.
It's the first time ever. I mean, we've extended the time between shows by a couple of days here and there, but we've never just taken a break. And we're going to. Yeah. And we come back bigger, badder, dirtier, lovelier, excellenter, with more brilliantly musica, and probably, we'll probably play a track or two off my album on the first relaunch show. Right, so yes, that is my exclusive for this week. We're not doing it for the next two. However, what better way to finish off the first 7 years of Punky Radio than with a track that is available for free download right now from Vice Squad?
Cool.
And Tony, before we go any further, what is Vice Squad's website?
ViceSquad.co.uk?
It is, which makes it Tony Six Boy B instead of one. And while we're there, what is the Tuesday Club's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheTuesdayClub?
No, Facebook.com/ThisIsTheTuesdayClub, which means that we finished 7 years with me on a huge defeat. Tony Six, Point of View Internet 2. This is available right now from the lovely people who have been making Vice Squad happen for so many years. Hello to Becky Bondage and the rest. This is Firepower.
Can penetrate my bottom.
out by a canyon, bunch of guts.
That was Vice Squad, Firepower. It has suddenly occurred to me we might have played that before, but I don't think we have. Anyway, it's free to download. So do go to vicegod.co.uk and you will find the download link to that track, or visit their Facebook page. I think it's just facebook.com/vicegod. But anyway, thanks very much, Vice Squad. True punk spirit, great punk band, excellent punk ethic. I fucking love you. Now, is there anything we want to mention before we take a 2-week break, Tony?
Yeah, just, well, the internet stations would be good, just so people can know what to listen to. Whilst we're away, do check out these four stations we're featured on, because they will probably feature repeats of us, or other great shows. So go to hussieskunk.com, hussieskunk.com. We're on the internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Pudunk Radio, PODUNK Radio.com, and finally extrememetalradio.net, extreme metalradio.net.
All four stations are absolutely excellent, and thank you very much to them for carrying our show. Also, do make sure that you keep the jokes and poems coming in to paulybeatpunkyradio.com. Get your twats to Tony. We're about to start. It's like we're having a 7-year itch, isn't it? And like, we're going to start afresh with a show that is going to be posted when? 31st of July?
31st of July.
Basically, we're back in August. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog. A poog.